Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. I hid who I really was until one day, when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm a reporter at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to Supergirl Talk podcast number 27, season 2 of episode 7, The Darkest Place. Yes, this episode is so great, and I cannot wait for the following episode because it is the beginning of the crossover with Supergirl. I mean, come on. So much to talk to, so many things. Especially Cyborg Superman. Are you kidding me? We now have Cyborg Superman. And then when he's at the Fortress of Solitude. God, I could not believe it. I hope you are as excited as I am. Because when I was watching this, it was just like, wow. Such a great thing to see, like the comics you read growing up. And still. To see them come to life. I mean, even though it's these stories you've never heard of, but it's like we've been there, right? It feels so familiar. But it's so new, too, because you have no idea what's going on. Especially with the Flash. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Which timeline are you talking about? Which dimension? Which Earth? Yeah. Okay, so back to Supergirl. We're live right now, so call in if you're free at 646-668-2311. I'll be here for the next couple minutes discussing Supergirl as we try to wrap up and continue the conversation with Supergirl as the crossover begins. So, yes. All right, so let me read you the quick synopsis of the episode, and we'll go from there. All right, let's see. Sorry, bad producing. I had my notes here. Okay, here we go. The Darkest Place, which aired on November 21st, last week, 2016. It did really well in ratings compared to Changing, which aired the previous week, November 14th. It was a 2.35, and The Darkest Place went up another 3 notches. It went up to a 2.61, so there you go. A 0.3 difference between the two episodes. I wonder why. Could it be Superman Cyborg Superman? And Jeremiah, hello, he's back. Dean Cain, everybody thought he was going to be Cyborg Superman, but apparently not. All right, let me read you the synopsis and then I'll talk about the episode and let you know how I felt after watching the episode. And you could call in right now and be part of the show. So we're live if you're listening to this. Let me send out a little ATB on Twitter. If you're following us on Twitter, thank you. If not, please follow us at Supergirl Talk, all one word, no S in between Supergirls or Talks. It's just Supergirl Talk, all one word. And also on Facebook. So just type in Supergirl Talk and we're there. And thank you guys so much for following. Much love. Love it all. All right, here we go. The Darkest Place. All right, a new vigilante appears in National City and starts killing some of the criminals James secures. Mon-El makes an unsuccessful escape attempt. Lillian demands Kara to arrive at Cadmus by threatening him. Kara arrives and is overpowered by the real Hank, who is enhanced and called the Cyborg Superman. Wynn deduces that the vigilante targets the murderers who were exonerated. The former finds the next target, and with James managing to defeat the serial killer who is arrested, Lillian, whom Kara identifies, forces her to deplete her powers in giving the former the chance to take blood samples of her. Jeremiah saves Kara, and Mon-El helps them escape by staying behind. Kara finally approves the Guardian, while Alex finds out about his true identity. And boy, oh boy, she was shocked. Mon-El develops feelings for Kara. Oh, we saw that coming. And Cyborg Superman arrives at the Kryptonian base in the North Pole. I mean, come on, just say it. Fortress of Solitude, yes. And uses Kara's blood to trick the system into recognizing him as her, demanding to know about the Medusa Project. Meanwhile, John Jones begins having hallucinations and finds out about Bian, who he locks in the DEO. She warns him that the transformation will turn him into a white Martian. And then Alex finally accepts Maggie as just a friend. All right. Tons to talk about. Let me just go down really quick. We'll make this podcast nice and easy. Let me see if there's anyone online. No? Okay, great. So let me see. Let's break it down. My favorite part, seriously, was the reveal of Cyborg Superman and when he was in the Fortress of Solitude. Those were two epic moments. And, I mean, seriously, if you've heard my other podcast, like on Arrow Talk, the action scenes, I mean, they're just really great. I mean, sometimes with Smallville, you know, you get a little redundant there, but, you know, we still love the show. Don't hang me. But even Supergirl, I mean, the way she's thrown around, and there's a lot of physical work when she's being the Caped Crusader. And it's really great that she's not prissy or, you know, too female. I don't know what's the word. I mean, but it's great that she stands her ground and she fights back and she gets thrown around just like the guys. So it's great to see that character come to life. All right, let's see. Also, the new vigilante, yes, that Jimmy and James Olsen confronts as the Guardian. And they are so cool, badass. Why couldn't the new vigilante just team up with him? Who knows why? Let's see. Mon-El escapes. He tries to escape Cadmus, but he was tricked into thinking that the real Hank, which is with Cadmus, is not John Jones, and so he was tricked and taken back. Lillian demands Kara to arrive at Cadmus by threatening him, and then, of course, Kara shows up and is overpowered by the real Hank. And at first, we're like, what? I was watching it, and I'm like, okay, what powers does he have now? And is he the real Hank? Maybe it's an android, or sure enough, it was part android, part Hank. I love the way she is the one that makes his endoskeleton reveal. If you remember the comic books, Cyborg Superman's endoskeleton is revealed on one side, kind of like a Two-Face type of deal. So it was great how they made her part of his identity, which we all know as Cyborg Superman. I just can't get away. I mean, they better do the costume, right? They just better do the costume. They better do the costume. Okay. I just have to put it out there. I don't know if they are or if they're not. If they are, please tweet me at Supergirl Talk. That would be great if you have any images. I know it's going to take a while. There's too many Kryptonians out there. Okay. And then also, when he goes to the fortress, we see Helix come out and be like, yo, what's up? You're not Kryptonian. Identify yourself. And, of course, Hank or Cyborg Superman uses Kara's blood from Cadmus and uses it to trick the machine to teach him about Medusa. Now, I know Medusa is part of the setup for the crossover that starts with the Flash So at the very end of that episode, it's going to be very interesting. That aired tonight, actually, on November 28th, 2016. We'll be talking about that later this week as we continue with the conversation of the crossover. So then we get the other storyline with John Jones and Mian, or John and Mian. I didn't see that coming. Oh my gosh, I did not see that coming. So what does this mean about Mian? Like, is she, now that we know she's a white Russian, that was a mix-up. I did not mean to say white Russian. White Martian. Oh my gosh. Okay. White Martian. And so what happens now that John is about to convert into the white Martian? What happens now to John? Does he become this psychopath killer, or does he control it just like how Negan does? It's going to be interesting how that plays out. And then also, at the end of the day, if they reverse John's white Martian back to green Martian, Megan is still a white Martian. Do you think they'll be able to convert her to a green Martian, just like how she was able to convert him as a white Martian? A lot of Martians, I'm telling you. All right. Also, one of the final things that we get to find out is that Alex, at first, she's very hesitant of Maggie because she got shot down for that drink, and she wanted to escalate her friendship into a romantic one. But it's great to see Alex, you know, also stand her ground. You know, like, okay, I messed up. Maybe I was buying into it more than she was, and Maggie, of course, still wants to be friends, which I know, I've been in there, you know, and we have all been there, where you like someone and then someone says, oh, let's be friends, and you're like, yeah, right. That works all the time. But it's great to see Alex come up and just hang out with Maggie and just be a friend, and it's great to see their relationship start to blossom, as, you know, friendship could always lead to something else, huh? You never know. All right, cool. So this concludes our episode of The Darkest Place. I want to thank you guys so much for downloading the podcast. I cannot say that enough. I know it sounds redundant, but seriously, you guys rock. All right, we'll be talking about The Flash Talk. So if you're a fan of The Flash, head on over to The Flash Talk as we wrap up with our recap episodes right before the crossover this week. All right, have a good night, guys. Bye.